Thank you, Mr. Chairman. China attaches importance to the discussions of the 5B. And we believe that it is very important to reach consensus on the fundamentals of this. Fundamentals of the characteristics. And up to now, we haven't reached any agreement on the definitions of laws. China believes that only by agreeing on the definitions of laws can the specific measures being considered. Otherwise, even if we have the arms control measures in place, we cannot implement them effectively. That is why China proposed that we should continue our discussions on the definitions of laws. And we want to get agreement on the basic characteristics of technical characteristics of the and of the laws, and also on the scope and terms agreed, and technology of the technology, and in this way, we could provide a foundation and conditions for discussing other questions. Mr. Chairman, although we can't say that there exist any laws at the present of the fully autonomous weapon systems does not exist. But in view of the development of the technology and its applications in military field, there is an urgency or increasing urgency in adopting some measures. Therefore, China believes that with the resolving of the problem of definitions, and we should imitate the protocols on laser blinding weapons. And the discussion, negotiation of the compulsory legal instrument is necessary. And we believe that there are five characteristics of the technologies for fully autonomous weapon system, at least. Firstly, they are lethal. It has enough load and means to be lethal. Secondly, fully autonomous weapons has no whatsoever human interventions and involvement in these in their action. So that is to say, absent of human control. Thirdly, there is a non-ending or non-termination characteristics for this. That means once activated, there is no means to terminate it. Fourthly, it is non-discriminative. That means it, no matter what the circumstances is and no matter what target is, it will automatically carry out the killing ability. And fifthly, it is out of people's expectation. It has an ability to evolve. And that is to say that this ability to evolve goes beyond the environment and it lies in. All these five characteristics are essential and indispensable for defining the fully autonomous weapon system. In another word, if we have a weapon system that doesn't have a one or more than one characteristics of this kind, it cannot be defined. It cannot be defined as a fully autonomous weapon system. Well, with our discussion goes deeper, the parties can continue to discuss how to define the fully autonomous weapon system and how to allocate or divide the characteristics the weapon system can have. In this way, we can narrow down our scope discussions, and we can hopefully get a final result from the discussion on the definitions in realities. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.